and David Coleman does a bit of commentary of it where he says when Keegan does the third goal and he scores the third goal, he says that's Keegan 2, Highway 1, Newcastle, Liverpool 3, Newcastle none. And I thought, has he just made that up? That's just, I couldn't believe that he'd just come up with it. It just there and then. It was amazing. And the euphoria I felt, and then I can remember now, is there's a bit where after the first goal, which Keegan scored the first goal as well, it cuts to Shankly on the bench and he's doing this thing with his hands where he's sort of shifting the players around in front of him and they're looking at him. And I just found that amazing as well, the way that he could coach from the sidelines, seeing the fans in the stadium. I mean, there's 100,000 people at Wembley that day, you know. And then the coach thing afterwards, seeing them go down Queen's Drive, being there with the trophy, seeing the players I'd seen on the telly. But the other thing I remember about the goal, which was is big for me, is it's Keegan scores it, but Tommy Smith is the big build-up. And Smith was always seen as this sort of, you know, hard man and sort of, you know, he was there to sort of break your legs sort of stuff.
Industrial, I believe the word is.
Industrial player. But his deftness of touch in the lead up to that goal is unbelievable. I mean, he really does. He plays it off with the outside of his foot. He runs, gets into position, does a 1-2. His ball into the box is brilliant. And Keegan is falling backwards as he scores it. So I have great memories about it. And, of course, on Newcastle's side that day was Terry McDermott and Alan Kennedy, who was like a kid. So, you know, when we signed them, it was, like, amazing for me as well to see how football could work, how we could poach those players who became great players for us.